Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Worksheets 65, Ready to Use CBT Worksheets to Motivate Change, Practice New Behaviors, and Regulate Emotions by Lawrence E. Shapiro is a practical clinical workbook rather than a theoretical introduction to cognitive behavioral therapy. It is designed primarily for therapists, counselors, social workers, and other helping professionals who need structured, reproducible exercises for use with clients. The book gathers more than 65 worksheets with step-by-step directions and brief therapeutic explanations, allowing practitioners to introduce CBT concepts through concrete activities. Its focus is on helping clients identify unhelpful thoughts, connect thoughts with feelings and behaviors, try alternative responses, and monitor change over time. The material is positioned for use with concerns such as anxiety, depression, insomnia, grief, stress, social isolation, PTSD symptoms, and eating-related difficulties. Its purpose is not to replace clinical judgment, but to give practitioners ready-made tools that can be adapted to individual symptoms, goals, and treatment plans. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reproducible worksheets as structured clinical interventions. A defining feature of the book is its emphasis on worksheets that can be used immediately in sessions or assigned as therapeutic homework. This format matters because CBT depends heavily on translating insight into observable practice. A client may understand that a thought pattern is unhelpful, but without a structured prompt, the insight can remain too general to influence behavior. Shapiro addresses this problem by presenting tools that organize reflection into specific steps, such as noticing a trigger, naming an emotion, examining a belief, and considering an alternative response. The worksheet becomes a bridge between conversation and behavioral change. For clinicians, the reproducible design reduces preparation time and supports consistency across sessions. It also gives clients a tangible record of what was discussed and what they agreed to practice. This is especially useful in brief treatment models, where time is limited and therapy must quickly move from problem description to skill rehearsal. The strength of this approach is its practicality. The worksheets are not presented as standalone cures, but as structured aids that help make CBT more concrete, repeatable, and measurable. Secondly, linking thoughts, emotions, and behavior through visible patterns. The book reflects the central CBT idea that thoughts, emotions, physical sensations, and behaviors influence one another. Worksheets are particularly suited to this model because they make internal experiences visible. A client who reports feeling anxious, hopeless, angry, or overwhelmed may struggle to identify the specific thought or expectation that intensifies the feeling. A written exercise slows the process down and separates the parts of the experience into manageable pieces. This allows the therapist and client to examine whether a thought is accurate, exaggerated, incomplete, or based on a recurring assumption. The value is not simply in positive thinking, but in testing the relationship between interpretation and response. When clients can see that certain beliefs repeatedly lead to avoidance, withdrawal, compulsive checking, rumination, or conflict, they have a clearer basis for change. The book's worksheet format supports this kind of pattern recognition by turning vague distress into information that can be reviewed over time. This makes CBT less abstract and helps clients understand change as a process of identifying patterns, challenging them, and practicing more adaptive responses. Thirdly, motivating behavioral practice beyond the therapy session. The subtitle's emphasis on motivating change and practicing new behaviors points to an important part of CBT therapy is not limited to discussion. Clients are often asked to test new behaviors outside the session, whether that means approaching a feared situation, using a coping skill before sleep, communicating more directly, or replacing avoidance with planned activity. Worksheets can support these tasks by defining what will be practiced, when it will happen, what obstacles may appear, and how the outcome will be reviewed. This structure is useful because many clients leave therapy with good intentions, but no clear implementation plan. A written tool makes the desired behavior more specific and gives the therapist a way to follow up without relying only on memory. It also helps distinguish willingness from readiness. If a client cannot complete a worksheet or resists a planned behavior, that response becomes clinically meaningful rather than a simple failure. The book's practical orientation, therefore, supports both action planning and clinical feedback. It gives practitioners a way to convert CBT goals into small, trackable experiments that can be adjusted according to the client's actual experience. Fourthly, adaptable support for varied symptoms and treatment goals. The book is described as applicable to concerns including anxiety, depression, insomnia, grief, stress, social isolation, PTSD symptoms, and eating disorders. This range reflects a common feature of CBT. Many different problems involve identifiable links between interpretation, emotion, coping behavior, and reinforcement. However, the same worksheet will not function identically across all clients or conditions. For anxiety, a tool may help examine feared predictions and avoidance. For depression, it may support activity planning, self-monitoring, or reconsideration of self-critical beliefs. For insomnia, worksheets may help track habits, arousal, and sleep-related thoughts. For grief or trauma-related symptoms, the clinician must be especially careful to use structure without oversimplifying emotional pain. The book's usefulness, therefore, lies in adaptability rather than diagnosis-specific depth. It offers a broad set of tools that can be matched to the client's needs, symptoms, and goals. This makes it valuable for clinicians who see mixed caseloads and need flexible resources. At the same time, the breadth means that the worksheets should be integrated into a thoughtful treatment plan rather than used as a uniform protocol for every presenting problem. Lastly, progress tracking and the limits of worksheet-based CBT. One practical advantage of worksheet-based therapy is that it creates a record of change. Clients and clinicians can review earlier entries, compare emotional intensity, identify repeated triggers, and notice whether coping responses have become more effective. This concrete feedback can improve engagement because progress in therapy is often gradual and difficult to perceive in the moment. Worksheets also help therapists evaluate whether a client understands a concept or needs additional explanation. Yet the book's format also implies important limits. Worksheets do not provide the full relational, diagnostic, ethical, and clinical decision-making framework required for effective therapy. Some clients may experience forms as burdensome, overly cognitive, or disconnected from their emotional needs. Others may complete them superficially without meaningful reflection. For complex trauma, severe depression, high-risk concerns, or significant comorbidity, worksheets must be used with careful pacing and professional judgment. The book is strongest when treated as a clinical toolkit, not a substitute for training or formulation. Its effectiveness depends on how well the practitioner selects, introduces, adapts, and reviews each exercise in relation to the client's broader treatment goals. In conclusion, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy Worksheets is best suited for mental health professionals who already use or want to incorporate CBT techniques in a practical and structured way. Therapists, counselors, social workers, school-based clinicians, and behavioral health coaches may find it useful when they need concrete tools for sessions, homework assignments, psychoeducation, or progress review. Its practical benefit is efficiency. Instead of creating forms from scratch, clinicians can draw from a broad set of ready-to-use worksheets and adapt them to specific concerns. Its intellectual benefit is more modest but still important because it reinforces the applied logic of CBT distress becomes more workable when clients can observe patterns, question interpretations, practice alternative behaviors, and review outcomes. Compared with general CBT manuals, this book stands out for its tool-centered design. It is not primarily a deep theoretical text, a diagnosis-specific protocol, or a self-help narrative. Its value lies in being a flexible worksheet collection with clear directions and therapeutic explanations. That makes it especially useful as a supplement to clinical training and case formulation. Readers looking for extensive research review or advanced CBT theory may need additional sources, but those seeking immediately usable clinical materials will find its focused, reproducible format to be its main distinguishing strength. If you would like to support Lawrence E. Shapiro, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.